In this episode, is it still possible to make a good living training dogs? Stick with me. I get emails and messages probably every week from somebody who wants to know if it's still possible to make a good living and support themselves, support their families, training dogs professionally. They look at some of the discussion forums and they see some of the posts about certain individuals struggling, and they look at the numbers, and the Dog Trainer Marketing Group has over 2,000 members in it. Molly's group, I think, has 6,000 to 7,000 members in it. And they wonder, you know, are there too many dog trainers chasing too few dog training clients? Have we reached a peak dog training moment, and is it still possible for somebody without a reputation, somebody just getting into the industry, is it possible to still make a living training dogs? The answer is absolutely, positively, yes. Yes, you can make a very healthy, great living as a professional dog trainer still in late 2019, early 2020. The dog training industry as a whole is still a very immature market, unmatured market, meaning that the market itself overall has not matured. There are still way, way more pet owners looking for dog trainers than there are dog trainers to meet that need. So the demand for the service far exceeds the supply of the service, in this case, dog training, in pretty much every market you look at. Now, that doesn't mean you're guaranteed success. You still have to have great business practices. You can't be undercapitalized going into your business. You need to have some sense about marketing and advertising and how to promote yourself and how to structure your programs and how to price your programs and all the things that are necessary to run a successful business. But as a whole, as an industry, this is a pretty easy industry to succeed in. Now, I'll give you a couple of examples. Myself, I sold the last of three dog training businesses that I owned. The last one was here in Reno, Nevada, a couple of years ago. And we were just running it part-time. You know, I have other businesses that I was running at the same time. And we were able to, you know, fairly easily make $5,000 to $7,000 a month without breaking too much of a sweat. The woman that we sold the company to is still in business, and by all intents and purposes, by all appearances anyways, looks to be doing very, very well with the business. There are several other dog trainers also doing well. And we live in a community of about 500,000 people. So it's not like we're in Manhattan, New York, or you know, some giant area like Los Angeles. Another example, my friend Victor Gonzalez down in El Paso, Texas, gets out of the military, probably wasn't more than 2 years ago, sets up a dog training business in his hometown, and flash forward to like just a couple months ago, he's buying a brand new home for his family, expanding his dog training operation so he has even more space and more room to bring on board and trains. Is investing in other businesses so that he has multiple streams of income coming in. So he's not just blowing that money on, an Escalade and expensive vacations. He's actually investing in getting more forms of cash flow and is doing fantastic. And he's not alone. Justin Rigney, my friend Justin down in Knoxville, Tennessee, leaves his home state of Florida, sets up a dog training business and is absolutely killing it. Or Corey McDaniels. This is a kid, he's like, I don't know, 22, 23 years old. He's only been running his dog training business for 22 months. I think he's got like four or five different people working for him now, including family members. So imagine how great that must feel, that you can actually set up a brand new business doing what you absolutely love, helping people with their dogs, and be able to employ other people in your community, as well as other people in your family, so that they can feel good about themselves and put food on their table. All these people, they're living their best lives and they're really just like you. They're not absolute business wizards. They're not necessarily amazing dog trainers, although in some cases they are. They're just people who decided that they have a goal. They want to own a professional dog training business. They made sure that they can deliver good results for their clients so that their clients would be happy paying them money in exchange for their service, and set out on their goal to have a successful dog training business. These people are just like you, and I can give you hundreds, literally hundreds of other examples of people who started with next to nothing and with a lot of hard work and determination now have successful dog training businesses where they're making a full-time living doing what they love. So to answer the question, can you still make a good living training dogs in 2019, 2020? And probably for the foreseeable future, the answer is yes. If you're a new dog training business owner and you need to learn how to talk to desperate dog owners on the phone to get them to commit to scheduling an in-person dog training consultation with you, and learn a great technique to make sure that they don't flake out and no-show, check out dogtrainertoolbox.com. Just the same, if you want a great way to learn how to actually pitch in person, face-to-face, your dog training programs, how to sell expensive dog training programs. We've got programs on that too. Also, several different inspirational stories. We have some free programs and some paid programs and all kinds of different stuff to help you get to the next level. If you already have a successful dog training business, but you want to kick it up a notch and you want a more consistent stream of desperate dog owners calling you each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, click on the box in the upper left-hand corner at dogtrainertoolbox.com. That page talks about my 100% done for you Google Ads management service. Read through that page if it makes sense. There's a link at the bottom you can click to schedule a free 30-minute phone consultation with me where we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing to run Google Ads would help grow your dog training business. Take care, guys.